cows are not happy. Why? Because milk coming from everything but those cows has taken off. Now, for ages, the soybean filled in for bossy, and almond milk was a big deal several hundred years back. But the blossoming of the vegan movement opened the floodgates. Hemp milk, oat milk, hazelnut, rice, multigrain, coconut, not to mention the flavors and the variations. Fascinating, yes, but confusing, which is why I've asked Dr. Andrew Weilbach. He's a Harvard-trained MD, an authority on nutrition, and a man who loves to eat, proven by his latest book, True Food, Seasonal, Sustainable, Simple, Pure. Dr. Weil, it's great to have you back with us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So with that laundry list of non-dairy milks, can they give us the nutrients that cow and goat milks can give us?
Some of them can, and I would say first that soy milk is probably the best replacement because only it has a protein content comparable to that of cow's milk. So if you're going to take someone off dairy milk, soy milk is probably the best choice unless people are allergic to it or can't stand it for one reason or another. If you use another kind of milk replacement, especially in kids, you really need to think about how to add protein elsewhere in the diet.
What about the vitamin D? And there are so many other nutrients in milk.
You know, well, a primary nutrient in milk is calcium and in all dairy products, but many of the milk substitutes will say calcium fortified, so you can get calcium fortified soy milk. And as for D, I mean, that's easily taken in supplemental form.
Okay.
But let me say one other thing about soy milk. If you're going to use that, only get organic soy milk because much of it may be GMO. I would look for soy milk that doesn't contain carrageenan as an additive, which is a thickener that has some questionable health effects. And you may have to look around for ones that have a flavor that you like.
I see. And, you know, I understand that carrageenan is a seaweed. What's the problem with it?
It's called Irish moss, and it has a long history of use in thickening, but the derivatives that are used now, this is very commonly added to milk substitutes, to sorbets, ice creams, lots of things. There's concern that it promotes inflammation in the gut and may increase breast cancer risks. So it just seems to me it's a better thing to avoid if you can.
Right. Okay, so now let's talk about the nut milks. I'm thinking almond, hazelnut, cashew. I mean, there's a laundry list of
them. Sure. I personally am a big fan of cashew milk, which I make myself. I buy raw cashews, grind them fine in a blender, and then add cold water and blend at high speed till it looks like milk. And you vary the proportions of nuts to water to get what you want. You can make something as thick as cream or as thin as skim milk. And I use that commonly as a substitute for dairy milk in soups, and people can't tell the difference in curries. I make frozen desserts from it. That's really my favorite.
Where does almond milk stand on your scale?
You know, you can buy almond milk commercially. It's widely available. And it's definitely one that I would recommend trying. It often is enriched with vitamin D as well as calcium. And it's relatively low in calories compared to other milk substitutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the fat profile is okay, but it does not have enough protein to be a complete substitute for cow or soy milk.
And is that true of most of the nut milks?
It is true of most of the nut milks. By the way, you can make almond milk at home too, but the problem is that almonds have to be blanched. You have to remove the skin.
Right.
And that's tedious. So cashew milk, the advantage is you can just buy raw cashews and grind them up and make milk within minutes.
Now, oat milk has become quite popular.
It has more fiber than other milk substitutes, and there's a study from Sweden showing that it may help lower LDL cholesterol, the bad cholesterol. One worth considering. It's out there. I don't have much firsthand experience with it. It's not my favorite.
What about hemp milk?
Well, I am a big fan of hemp milk. This is from the cannabis plant, which we have demonized for various reasons. But
I just wondered if it made you more happy, among other things.
No, it has none of the hemp seeds from which it's made have none of the psychoactivity of marijuana. But we have been very stupid in not promoting the cultivation of that plant, and we've let the production of a lot of the food uses of hemp go to Canada. Just as we've let production of hemp clothing and hemp textiles go to China. We should really be growing this crop here.
Mm-hmm.
Hemp milk is has a good fatty acid profile. It's got some omega-3 fats in it. It's a safe option for people who are allergic to tree nuts or soy. And I think it tastes quite good. My daughter, who is cannot tolerate dairy, really prefers hemp milk as her favorite. I've seen some very good frozen desserts made from hemp milk out there. So it's a little harder to find, but worth looking for and trying.
The last milk that I'm thinking about is rice milk.
Now, that's been very popular. And before all of these other alternatives appeared, that was probably the next one that I saw out there after soy. But I don't think it's the best because unless it's fortified, its nutritional benefits are not as good as the others, and it often has many additives to improve its texture. So I would only recommend that to people who are intolerant to soy or tree nuts and also to cow's milk.
Uh-huh. Well, thanks so much for this.
My pleasure, and happy drinking.
Thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Andrew Weil is the author of True Food, Seasonal, Sustainable, Simple, Pure. Now, one of my favorite Weil recipes is the vegan curried cauliflower soup, and part of the recipe is how you make that cashew milk. Find the recipe on the website, you know where, splendidtable.org.